try to build a sandcastle. Anybody? Wow, most of you? That's pretty good. How about a snow fort? See, none of the kids back there raising your hand. You've never done that? Like at any point in your life? Okay, there we go. See, when I stand up here, I can see you better back there. Jesus in today's gospel is very blunt. His message is pretty clear. And this is one of those parables where it doesn't take a whole lot of figuring out. There's not a lot of mystery to it. Jesus says that for people who listen to him, listen to his words, his commandments, do good things, their lives are like a house built on solid rock, like the houses that you live in, where when a storm comes, they don't fall over. But for those who don't listen to Jesus, that want to go off and do their own thing, listen to the ways of the world, then their lives and their faith are like sandcastles, where if the winds come or a big wave comes, the whole thing is knocked out and destroyed. And so these two houses that Jesus talks about are examples for us and leave us with a choice. The way we live our lives, we can either choose to listen to Jesus or not. And Jesus warns us what happens if we don't listen. This gospel also comes at the end of the Sermon on the Mount. So you guys may have heard that before. Who's heard of the Beatitudes? I won't ask anybody to recite them all. But the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, the poor, the humble, the sorrowful. And in the Beatitudes, all those different statements, Jesus gives us kind of like a manual, like an instruction guide on how to live the Christian life. And so when we know that that comes before this, this gospel makes even more sense, because having given us all the instructions, telling us how to live a good life, Jesus concludes by saying, it's now up to you. It's up to us. Either you can listen or not. Kind of like with your parents, right? You can listen to your parents, and when you do, life is usually a lot easier, isn't it? And a lot more fun. If you don't listen to your parents, that usually doesn't end up so well, does it? Same holds true for Jesus. He has his best, he has our best interests in mind, just like our parents do. What he tells us to do and what he asks of us isn't to be mean or for Jesus' benefit, it's for our benefit and for the benefit of one another to live a good and holy life. So you see, when we have faith that's built on a solid foundation, the hard days of life become easier. Unfortunately, having faith doesn't mean that that's like a magic trick where, okay, if I have enough faith, then my life will be perfect. I'll never have anything bad happen. Unfortunately, that's not how it goes, and I'm sure you guys know that already. But with a solid foundation of faith, with that relationship with Jesus, those tough times become a little easier, and we have the strength and the courage to get through them. Because our faith reminds us that we're never alone. It's not up to us. Because if it was up to us alone, then we'd collapse like the sandcastle. But with Jesus, we can hold strong. We don't fold in. The other thing is, and our middle schoolers probably are starting to know this and experienced it, but there's a lot of voices in our world that go against what Jesus says. And for our younger ones, you'll learn as you get older, there's a lot of things that look good, that look fun, that seem like they'd be okay, but they're really not. There's voices that try to draw us away and take us away from our faith because, oh, who wants to go to church? That's not as fun as doing something else. But again, what we hear Jesus say is none of that will make us fulfilled. It'll never make us truly happy. It'll never last. Because the only thing that'll last, that'll never collapse, that'll never be destroyed, is our relationship with Jesus if we just listen to him. It's a really good message now for Advent, because the church gives us this season of preparation and asks us to look at our lives. How do we treat one another? How do we talk to one another? What are the good things that we do or not do? What are the opportunities to do good that we pass by? I don't feel like it. Well, I don't like that person, so I'm not going to do that for him. All of those types of questions and thoughts are good things to think about in Advent so that we can be prepared and ready to go for Christmas. That's the whole point. But whenever we have these chances to kind of reflect and look at our lives and ask these questions, it's not just preparing for Christmas, but it helps us for the whole year. Because we'll be better people. We'll be holier people because of it. Yesterday I visited K4 in the morning and afternoon, and we were talking about Advent. Is K4 here? That's Tuesday, right? Okay. I'll memorize it eventually. But so we were talking about, well, what does Advent mean? And how can you prepare? And they had great answers where, you know, well, I need to listen to my parents the first time, not the 10th time. To help classmates, to do good for brothers and sisters, all those types of things that for a lot of us are just so simple and so basic. But what I thought to myself is, for as simple as these things are, they're true for 4-year-olds, they're true for 14-year-olds, they're true for 40-year-olds. They're true for everybody. And especially with the way things are now, the more we can go back to the basics and look at how we treat one another, how well we listen to Jesus, is the best thing we can do. And of course, that always starts with prayer and starts with that personal relationship with Jesus. So I'd say, in a world that name calls, that can be really mean to one another, that can try to get you to do not so good things, whatever that might be, let's be the opposite. This group, this school, this parish, let's be the opposite. Let's be examples to our friends, to our family, to our community, that we accept Jesus, that we listen to him, and we're happy because of it. And the more we can do that, the more we'll be ready for Christmas, and the more we can welcome the birth of our Savior with loving hearts.